The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you into God's presence this evening. And I pray that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I'm happy to inform you that this brand new month is our month of all-round rest and rejoicing. Our month of all-round rest and rejoicing. Open your Bibles with me quickly to Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28 to 30. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28 all through to verse 30. Somebody's case will be a case of all-round rest this month. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." One of the major desires of God for you is to secure rest and to rejoice in life. I will talk majorly on the issue of rest tonight as an introduction to the various series that will be taking this month on rest for you and rejoicing throughout this period in Jesus' precious name. We are in a wicked world, where the world does not want us to enjoy rest. We are in a wicked world where they don't want you to end well. When God says he will crown the year with fatness, Psalm 65 verse 11. God said, I will ensure that when you start a year, at the end of the year, I will crown it with fatness. Thou crownest the year with goodness, and thy path dropped fatness. So when the year wants to end, God usually wants to give us something special, something very unique. And that is what God is going to give to you today in Jesus' name. He's going to give you something very special and unique. I say he's going to give you something very special and unique. He always wants to give us something special and unique. He wants to crown the year with fatness. And as he's planning his own, the enemy is also planning his own, to give us unrest. And that's why I say this prophetically today. Anybody that does not want you to rest shall be laid to rest. Anybody that does not want you to rest in your husband's house, in your parents' house, in your own house, in wherever you stay, anybody that says you will not have rest will be laid to rest. Our God normally likes to give rest. He gave Jehoshaphat rest in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 30. 2 Chronicles 20, 30. He gave him rest. So why won't he give you rest? And so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet. For his God gave him rest where? Round about. Had rest in his family. He had rest in his business. He had rest in his studies. He had rest in his health. He had rest over his business. He has rest over ministry. He had rest over his parents. You will have rest roundabout. I say you will have rest roundabout. God gave him rest in every area. And that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I say that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I say that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Also in 1 Chronicles 22 verse 9. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 9. The Bible says there, 1 Chronicles 22, verse 9, 2:29. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. Somebody is here today, a child of rest shall be given unto you. All your children will give you rest of mind. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? All all your children will give you rest of mind. There will be no prostitute among your children. I said there will be no prostitute among your children. There will be no armed robber among your children. Your husband will give you rest. He said, a son, he will give you rest. He will give you rest. And there's somebody here today, you are looking at me and you say, ah, how I wish my husband is like this, that will give me rest. I pray for you today, your husband to be will give you rest. Amen. The man you will marry will give you rest. I thought I would hear a louder amen. Amen. Behold, a son shall be born to thee who shall be a man of rest. I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. I will ensure that he's a man that all his enemies will not be able to touch him. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in those days. This was a story when God was speaking to Solomon, was speaking to David, and said, don't build the temple. Your son, David, your son Solomon is the one that will build the temple. You can prepare what you need. You have fought too much battles. If you back up a little bit to verse 7, verse 8, God was telling him that you have fought. Say, there's too much blood in your hands. Say, but your son will give you rest. The son that you will have is the son that will give you rest. Your children will give you rest. I said, your children will give you rest. In the name of Jesus. And we'll be going shortly into prayers. Before we go quickly, the Bible says in that Matthew 11, verse 28 to 20, to 30, I'll be mentioning two major things there. He says, come unto me, two classes of people. One, all those that labor. What does it mean to labor? To labor means to struggle, to be a struggler. Struggling from January, February, March, April, struggle again to December. Somebody say, God forbid. Say, come unto me if you are a struggler. To labor also means to be in pains. That's why in hospitals they call the delivery room, they say labor room. Labor room. Labor room. So God is saying, if you are in the labor room of life, not that you want to deliver, but you are in the labor room of life, say, come to me. I will give you rest. To labor also means to be in distress or to be in pain, to be in distress, in discomfort. Come to me. You see, the way I'm looking at you, you are in discomfort. I want to give you rest. And today, the first day of the month of, the first day in December 2017, is the beginning of your rest in the name of Jesus. Also, he says, come unto me if you are heavy laden. What does it mean to be heavy laden? To be heavy laden simply means to carry excessive weight in life. And he says somebody is heavy laden. Number one person that God says should come to him for rest is if you are in labor of life. Number two is if you are carrying weight, come to me. Come to me with your heavy load. To be heavy laden means to carry excessive weight. This is the kind of weight that can make the neck ache. This is the kind of weight that can make the spinal cord to be in pains. Number two, what does it mean to be heavy laden? It means to carry challenges that are life-threatening. Maybe you are here tonight with a life-threatening disease or life-threatening sickness. God is going to handle it in Jesus' name. I say God is going to handle it in Jesus' name. I say God is going to handle it in Jesus' name. I say God is going to handle it in Jesus' name. Everything that you have come here with that is a labor and that makes you heavy laden, God is going to handle them in Jesus' name. I say God is going to handle them in Jesus' name. I say God is going to handle them in Jesus' name. God is a God that gives rest. 2 Chronicles 15 verse 15. 2 Chronicles 15, 15. He always gives rest. He gives rest to labor. He gives rest to heavy loading. When life brings battles to you, as if you are the only one that life hates. 2 Chronicles 15, 15. It's as if you are the only person that life wants to face and battle. That siege is over from today. I said that siege is over from today. Before we go to that 15, let's start from verse 3. to verse 6. This is a story of when the children of God, they didn't know what to do. They were, their life was shattered and battered. The major reason was because they were away from God. The Bible said, now for a long season, Israel had been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But when in their trouble, they did run, they did turn unto the Lord, God of Israel. They were carrying weight that was more than them. They didn't have God much, and they didn't have priests. There were no pastors to teach them on how to remove their weight. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went in, nor to him that came in, to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation. Great vexation were upon all of the inhabitants of the country. Verse 6. The nation was destroyed of nations, and nations was destroyed of nations, and city of cities. For God did vex them with all adversity. They were in anguish. Things were very tough from January to February. But one day, they ran back to God. One day, they went back to God. And the Bible says, they went to God and they made a covenant with God. We want rest, but we will use our life to serve you. We will use our life to, we will rejoice with our life. We will use our life to do your will, but take away this unrest from us. Now let us see what God did to them. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath. They made an oath to God. They made a covenant to serve God, like some of us have already done, whereby nothing can make us to turn away from God. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. We picked a few things from this, and I'll close. Go into prayers. Number one, they rejoiced. So how do you get rest? Number one, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Learn to rejoice if you want to find rest in the Lord. Number two, swear, make a covenant with God this month to serve him like you have never served him from January to April, to November. Make a covenant with God this month to serve him like you have never served him before. They sought him with their whole heart, and he was found. You will find God this month. I say you will find God this month. I say you will find God this month. I say you will find God this month. The key to rest, rejoice. Two, search for him, seek him, make a covenant to serve him like never before. And before you know it, you have signed in for rest. I wrote here, I said, your dedication to God in this brand new month is your key to rest. Because in December, many miss it. Many spend all their time preparing for the Christmas, but forget the God of Christmas. Many take time to prepare what is needed for Christmas, but forget who the essence of Christmas. The essence of Christmas is that we are dedicated. Our heart is tied to God. Our minds is permanently attached to him. And the price he paid on Calvary is not a waste. As we go into prayers tonight, I see God releasing all-round rest to you. I see God releasing all-round rest to you. I see God releasing all-round rest to you. In every segment of your life, it will be a story that you are well rested. There will be no apprehension over your studies. There will be no apprehension over your health. On the issue of money, which is the major problem. You know, I was telling Pastor Moshevi yesterday, I said some people that have no knowledge, they criticize pastors like us. Pastors like Bishop Oyedepo and Brother Diyo Adeboye and Pastor Dr. Paul Enetche and people of in the faith circle. They criticize us for preaching on prosperity. Okay, isn't that the major problem of our society? Poverty. What are we to preach on? Are we to preach on chameleon and alligator? If I come here now and I say alligator, chameleon, alligator pepper, and this one, I say sand is very numerous, won't you be looking at me and say, oh God. This is not what we are talking about. This is not our challenges. May God give us wisdom. When they start their own ministry, we will see what they are going to preach there. Praise the Lord. You will find rest for your soul. I say you will find rest for your soul. You will find rest for your soul. Your needs shall be met this month. 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 From every corner of the world, God will release resources to you. From every corner of the world, God will release help to you. From every corner of the world, God will release assistance to you. You will not lack assistance. You will not lack help from God. And so shall it be.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.